Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, it's a clear and sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys slightly cooler temperatures with clear skies. A perfect day to be outside and enjoy the weather. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IAEA is preparing to remove nuclear material from Syria, originally from the Assad era. Israel told the U.S. it would take action unless the material, suitable for a dirty bomb, was safely removed. Also, according to Israel Hayom, New York is facing outrage as Rama Dawaji, the wife of Mamadani, plans a taxpayer-funded visit to Syria and Lebanon with security detail. Also this hour, from Ynet, a podcast in Los Angeles turned physical when Israeli Arab activist Yosef Haddad clashed with pro-Palestinian activists. Separately, JNS reports that President Trump claims the U.S. Navy has full control of the Strait of Hormuz. He highlighted American efforts to clear Iranian mines. And finally, I-24 News says the father of a slain hostage is downplaying an election run, but urging political parties to set up a state commission for October 7th. Here's what people are saying online. Al-Arabiya English posted minutes ago about Colombia's new hard-right government recognizing Israel's claim over the Golan Heights captured from Syria in 1967. Oren Barsky, an Israeli commentator, expressed his frustration earlier today. He questioned why Greece's prime minister has not taken a stand supporting Israel, emphasizing their strategic partnership. Open source intel noted that the IDF's Hasmonean Brigade for ultra-Orthodox troops has declared its Shimon Reserve Battalion operational. This battalion recently completed its first exercise in the Golan Heights and will deploy on the Northern Front soon. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the nuclear material in Syria. The Times of Israel reports that the IAEA is planning to extract leftover nuclear materials from the Assad era. These materials include yellowcake, which poses a potential threat if used in dirty bombs. This development follows Israel's warning to the U.S., indicating it might bomb the site if the materials aren't removed. The move is crucial for regional security and to prevent nuclear proliferation. Turning to the controversy in New York, Israel Hayom highlights public outrage over Rama Dawaji's planned visit to the Middle East. Her trip, covered by taxpayer money for security, has sparked debates on the use of public funds for personal or political reasons. This situation highlights tensions around diplomatic trips and the use of public resources. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, Ynet reports a podcast confrontation turned physical between Yosef Haddad and pro-Palestinian activists. Haddad, an Israeli Arab activist, was part of a heated discussion with 10 others when things escalated. Such incidents underline the divisive nature of Middle Eastern politics, even internationally. On the diplomatic front, JNS covers President Trump's remarks on the U.S. Navy's control over the Strait of Hormuz. He emphasized the removal of Iranian mines and the strategic importance of the strait. This highlights ongoing tensions with Iran and the significance of maritime security in the region. Finally, I-24 News reports on the father of a slain hostage, urging the establishment of a state commission for October 7th. Though downplaying a political run, his call brings attention to the need for accountability and reform in handling hostage situations. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that Elbit Systems is investing in airborne lasers, backed by a $32 billion backlog. The defense giant saw a significant revenue increase, showcasing its strength in the defense sector. Separately, Maariv Business discusses Nike's new recovery sandal. Priced at $249, it features heating and vibration, sparking debates on its effectiveness and cost, especially in Israel. And finally, Walla Business highlights Milka's entry into Israel's wafer market. The chocolate brand is launching new products in local retail chains, expanding its presence in the Israeli market. Ehlinger. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.